What sort of trouble did you have out at the Cotter pumping station?
Oh, because of the water system. Well, I was partly to blame for some of the trouble, because I was pushing a bearing onto the shaft, and it halfway through it jammed, and I was belting it with a hammer to get it on. I ended up breaking the bloody bearing and cracked it. That was because I didn't know that you should heat it up to a certain temperature, and then you just push it in. An old Scotchman told me that afterwards. Mm. And the other problem there was one of the Cotter was that we kept wearing bearings out on the pumps. There were no generators, they were all pumps. And I'll take the credit for getting a reason for it. It was electrostatic interference on the shaft. You had a lead bearing in the shaft, and then the steel shaft turning. Well, there was electrostatic in between them, and they were actually wearing the bearing out. So if you ever get up to the Cotter pumping station, you'll see there's a little copper strip running from the ground, the earth, up round and down onto the top of the shaft, where it runs on the bearing and takes away the difference in potential.
And is that because there were two different types of metal in close contact?
Yeah. Well, lead tends to melt. You know, it's wearing away. You were getting a charge between them, and the lead was lead was the anode and one was the cathode, and they were wearing each other out.
Now, the Cotter pumping station, of course, was a major user of the electricity you were producing.
Just about the main user, yeah. And my memories from that are pretty vague. There was one main problem in one of the pumps, I think it was number one, that due to its, whoever built it had done, they hadn't done something right, but what was, I'm just trying to get it in my mind's eye, if you don't mind, Malcolm. The shaft was out of alignment, and when you switched on the machine, the shaft, well, take it this way, there's your generator, the pump and the motor and the shaft coming out one side or both sides. The shaft tried to move to the left-hand side, but it couldn't go any further because of the restriction in the gear. And that was because the whole machine was out of magnetic centre. That's about the only way I can put it.